Keep your car or truck running its best with Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 620-343-0086. Or stop in at 3105 West 6th in Emporia. Special spring prices are good until June 30th.
KVOE Live and Local, 72 degrees. Good morning, it's 824.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by Mike Argabright and Russ Bonatonibus in to preview USD 252's Honor Flight Reunion and Fundraiser coming up on Friday, June the 14th. Kind of a new event. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Doing fine. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. Russ, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good to have you both with us here as we talk about, kind of a new event, but USD 252 reunion and fundraiser. Tell us about this event, Mike. What's going on?
Well, Ron, we actually had one of these. It took place just before COVID, and our plan was to do it every 2 or 3 years. Just to pull our veterans back in and have a chance to give back to the program if they so choose. And as important, to have some camaraderie together, because as you find out on the trips that we take, the veterans enjoy their camaraderie time, and it's fun to watch them do that and mingle with each other. So this is an opportunity for them to get back together, to give back to the program, and hopefully have an enjoyable evening.
Mike, you talk about the camaraderie that is shown. Russ, can you talk a little bit about that, not only amongst the veterans, but really amongst the veterans and the students that are their guardians on this trip, and how those bonds really form?
Yeah, you know, those are lifelong bonds that are established. And, you know, if you talk to any veteran who has attended or any student, they'll tell you it's one of the best experiences they've ever had in their life. And the relationship that each build with each other, that veteran, you know, loving to see their youth. You know, I heard multiple times when on my flight that I attended, and then on some of the other flights, that the veteran said how wonderful the students were, that it put more faith in our youth, that there's that many young adults that are bright and energized and want to do what's right and be great supporters of veterans. So, and you know, our students, I've talked to them too, and they're like, you know, oh my gosh, it's like a second grandfather to me, or you know, it's now a relative of mine. So that bond that you create between each other, and not just the student and the veteran, but veterans with veterans, because, you know, a lot of us served in different periods. And, you know, you kind of have a bond that, you know, serving your country and the sacrifices that you had to endure over those years, it's kind of nice to be able to share those with each other, the stories, the camaraderie, all the great things that have come about. So it's just a great opportunity for both our young adults and the veterans.
So, excuse me, gentlemen, we've got a little background noise happening. Somebody on speakerphone, that we may be picking up some background noise somewhere that we got going on.
Is that better?
Oh, we still have it there. I don't know what we got going on. We've got some background noise from somewhere. Anyway, we'll move forward. Again, we're with Russ Bonatonibus and Mike Argabright previewing the USD 252 Honor Flight Reunion and Fundraiser coming up June the 14th. Now it's gone.
There we go.
There we have it. And, Mike, you're talking about, the reunion and, veterans that have been on this trip before. You've got a lot of veterans that have been on the trip. Obviously, seating is limited. So how will this work as far as RSVPing and getting to the American Legion Post 5 where this event will happen?
Yeah, Ron, thank you. We've served over 300 veterans over the course of 13 trips to D.C., and that is true. There's approximately 150 seating capacity at the Legion, and we appreciate the Legion working with us for this event. So it's kind of a first-come, first-serve. We do want an RSVP. Everyone will pay at the door. We just need to know account for the meals so that we can plan accordingly and we have enough meals for everybody. But it's $25 per person, pay at the door. And to RSVP, you can do that, Bree Conklin at the district office, 620-392-5519. If they can just call in and tell them how many there's coming, that's, we just need a meal count, is what, why we need the RSVPs.
Well, Mike, you know, a question I have on that, obviously this is a fundraiser, helping support future trips as well. And with that in mind, you know, what is about the average cost of a trip, you know, with how many that you take on there? Just like I said, on an average basis, what are you looking at cost-wise?
So the average up till this past trip is around $45,000. When we started, it was around $33,000, $34,000. And this past trip, we went to Mount Vernon, which was a costly stop, but it was a very impressive stop, and we had a lot of compliments on that. We don't have all of our bills in yet from the last trip, to be honest, but it'll be above that target amount. Typically, we communicate about $750 a person, and I would guess that will climb up to a little over $800 in future trips, based on this last trip. So, We appreciate everyone that contributes, because as we tell veterans on the trip on the way back, we have so many people that give to this program, and it's their way of saying thank you for your service, thank you for all that you've done for this great country, and we try to communicate that every chance we get, because there's a lot of people that give to this program.
Well, it's been wildly successful, that is for sure.
Yeah.
And Russ, the evening coming up on Friday, June 14th, what, raffle and auction as well?
Yeah, there's going to be some raffle items that we're going to auction off. But I want to kind of piggyback on what Mike was stating. And I remember Mike's speech very well when we were on the honor flight and returning that, you know, there's ways for veterans to give back, whether they want to volunteer and help with some of the activities that we're doing. You know, we have a golf tournament coming up on September 14th. You know, they could certainly reach out to us and if they want to look at helping there. But, you know, just we'd love to have 150 alumni attend. We have some great sponsors with the Opie and Hartford Banks with helping with the meal, and we have the Legion Ed Rathke helping with some of the prizes for the raffle stuff. But, you know, this is one way, you know, if we can get this going and get the veterans to attend, it's kind of like a high school reunion. You know, you get to go back and share your stories of what you liked on the honor trip and you know, build again that camaraderie amongst veterans that attend it. So, you know, we do two major fundraisers a year, and one of them is the golf tournament, which we do, and then this is our second one that we're trying to get rolled out. You know, as Mike said, the cost of these flights permission gets to be more and more expensive every year as costs go up. So, you know, we're looking for ways to be able to raise more money with, and there's lots of activities and there's lots of people doing, you know, fundraisers with the front porch activities go on. The high schools do activities. The students do activities. The patrons in our both are, you know, Lyon and County do a whole lot too. You know, I think there's also ATV event going to be going on
this weekend,
raise money
yeah.
for the honor flight. So the more things that we can do, you know, we're trying to do the larger fundraisers, because whenever you do fundraisers, it takes lots of time, lots of people. And so we're trying to look at ones that, like the alumni, that doesn't take an enormous amount of people. And when you have great sponsors that help with meal costs, then everything we get at the door in raffle goes directly to the honor flight. So that's why we're hoping to pack the house.
Well, and I can let you both know, too, that, you know, KVOE, along with Emporia Main Street and IM Design, we will be bringing back Beyond the Banners, Volume 2. We did the first one back in 2017, and we had, I think, over $4,000 raised for the Honor Flight program. So we're bringing that back again this year. And those books will be available around Veterans Day later on this year. So We're excited to have it. We're excited to benefit the Honor Flight program once again. And Mike, what? It'll be once a year now, the trip in the spring?
Yes, next spring is the next scheduled trip, April of 2025. And, Ron, a couple other things about the evening. Gina Sheevy is going to provide entertainment, her and probably some other musicians. And they're very talented people,
yeah.
And we appreciate them helping and doing that. And that's also Flag Day, which is an important day for all of us. And there'll be a short ceremony retiring a flag, and we're going to try to retire a flag that maybe has a symbolic and travels with us on future flights. So that'll be a neat event for those veterans and families to watch and know that flag's going to stay with us for a little while.
All right, so USD 252 Honor Flight Reunion Fundraiser, Friday, June 14th, American Legion, 2921 West 12th from 6:30 until 9. And Mike, again, if we have past Honor Flight participants, veterans that want to get registered, how can they do that?
Please call Bree Conklin at the central office, 620-392-5519, or you can email her at honorflight@usd252.org. honorflight@usd252.org.
Well, it's great.
We'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from many of the past trip takers, veterans that certainly had a wonderful experience on Honor Flight USD 252. Anything else, Russ, we need to add here?
Yeah, I would just like to give you all a shout out, Ron, because KVOE always helps out with getting the word out for not only all the veterans programs within our community, but also the Honor Flight. I know, you know, you have representation at the kickoff, you know, the send-off at 2 o'clock in the morning when we send our veterans out, and you're there representing and doing interviews and such as we bring our veterans home. And so we appreciate that commitment and you're doing that, because that takes a lot of time and effort on your behalf to do that. And then allowing Mike and I to get on the radio and talk about all our fundraising activities. So thank you to KVOE and your staff, and we appreciate all of you.
Russ, thanks for saying that. We appreciate that.
Very much.
Glad to support this great program. Mike, anything else?
Well, Ron, I'm just going to say ditto to what Russ just said. And beyond the banners, we would love to participate in all of that. That's very appreciative in more ways than one. And Tegan, congratulations on the United Way campaign chair for next year. We appreciate you doing that. That's awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Big shoes to fill, but I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Great day.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, great talk to you. Mike Argabright and Russ Bonatonibus. The USD 252 Honor Flight Reunion and Fundraiser coming up Friday, June 14th, American Legion Post 5 at 2921 West 12th. Yeah, former Honor Flight veteran participants, you can register by calling Bree Conklin at 620-392-5519 or log on to honorflight@usd252.org. 837, sunny and 72 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Louisiana is now on track to become the